This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I know, I say it all the time, but I say it for a reason, people. Maybe if you're doing it more often, we wouldn't have this problem. I'd be more than happy to do it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, I know, I pick on you all the time. You know what, get over it. 855-REAL-JOE, yeah, I know, a little feisty. 855-732-5563, like I said, get involved, get engaged, and get informed. A big part of it is getting information. You get the information you need, we can all make something happen, right? Not a big deal. Anyhow, again, as I said, got a lot happening, a lot I want to talk about, a lot I want to get through. Jennifer Van Laar will join me after the break, after the first break. She's a deputy managing editor at Red State. You know, a great place to go for information, too. A lot of solid information there. Head over to redstate.com, and you'll find a lot of good stories. You know, I always say it, and I mean it sincerely, you need to check it out. You always need to make sure, you know, some places you're waiting to get beat by because you know they're not going to tell you the truth, but I don't find out with Jennifer's stories on Red State, really, seriously. So, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to welcome. It's about time I start giving credit to some of the stations that carry the show. I told you guys, if you're in an area where you have to listen on your phone, no. That's not, you don't have to do that. Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to call that local radio station. I used to do this all the time, and it worked. Get out there, right? Call the local radio station and say, why aren't you carrying the show? What's wrong with you people? Really that simple. And you'd be surprised how well that works, because these station owners, programmers, what have you, they don't always know what's out there. They don't always know what you're listening to, frankly, even what you want to listen to. It is really hard to keep up with all of them. There's a boatload of shows out there. So I want to thank KQEW out of Forsyth, Arkansas. News Talk Station, man, they've been we've been on with them for a long time. So much appreciate them taking the show. And you guys don't realize what a big deal it is when a station takes your show. They're willing to put it out there. They're willing to, you know, play your craziness, which I'm good with. I like it. Works for me. But seriously, I want to appreciate thank them again, KQEW out of Arkansas, for taking the show. And appreciate the time that I spend with them. All right, a lot more. I got a lot of news I want to get through, but I don't want to steal the thunder from Jennifer and a few others, because really, sincerely, there's so much stuff happening out there. I could be doing this for hours, but let's get back to the 18 spectacularly wrong predictions made around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970. I got to tell you, I don't know why. If these guys were your stockbrokers and you still had them, I'd have to question your mental stability. Seriously. Harvard biologist George Wald, he estimated a civilization would end within 15 or 30 years unless immediate action is taken. Uh-huh. 1970, 30 years would be 2000, we're in 24. Yeah, I think he missed it. You know, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, people made predictions that were wrong. They stoned them to death. I'm not suggesting you stone them to death. I'm just saying. We're in an environmental crisis that threatens the survival of this nation, of the world, and suitable place of human habitation. That's Washington University biologist Barry Commoner. He said we were going to be done in a few years, too. Let me see. The day after the first Earth Day, the New York Times editorial page warned, man must stop pollution and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration of possible extinction. And yet, we're still here. Look, I'm not going to read them all, but I'm going to have fun with some of them. I'm sorry. Because there was so much they called for. They called so much. We would wipe out two-thirds of the planet because of hunger. And yet, we have countries that have so much problems with obesity. It's just amazing. Right? Population would inevitably completely outstrip whatever small increase of food supplies we make. That was Paul Ehrlich, confidently declared in April 1970 in an issue of Mademoiselle. Why there? I don't know. The death rate will increase until at least 100 or 200 million people per year will be starving to death during the next 10 years. I'm sorry, would that happen? Again, if I miss the memo, will you send it to me? I never claim to be the smartest kid. Or the smartest guy in the room. Most of the people are going to die in the greatest cataclysmic in history. Of men have already been born, wrote Paul Ehrlich in 1969. In an essay titled, The Eco-Catastrophe. By 1975, mind you. Some experts feel that the food shortages will have escalated the present level of world hunger and starvation and famine's unbelievable proportions. They're still using these numbers to say that the planet is overcrowded. Think about this stuff during the break. I'll do more with this later on, but I mean, every one of these, not one of them came around. Not one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, your host. Jennifer Van Laar joins us right after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
My friend, my friend.
Seriously, you're going to be willing to fight, right? If you're not willing to fight, then just sit back, get out of our way. It's really that simple for me, you know? Double Team, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be a part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. And as I said to you a few minutes ago, and I meant it sincerely, is that, you know, there's very few sites you can go to today that you can get decent information from and real information. And you even check, I check everybody out. Doesn't matter what it is, but I got to tell you, when I go over to Red State, you know, I'm not really worried, truly not worried about the information I'm getting there. And you don't have to be too. But again, you know, you don't believe everything you read. Jennifer Van Large joins me. I said that. I can tell you why I said that in a second. She's the deputy managing editor at redstate.com. And, Jennifer, I always appreciate your time with me.
Oh, well, I always like being here.
Yeah, thank you. Good. That makes two of us, I guess. No. I go back to the old paper days, right, when they used to say, don't believe everything you read, and don't be a victim of your last headline and that kind of stuff, because it was tough back then, and we weren't getting information like you are today. And so it's nice to have a place to go and peruse some of the stories. I got about five or six sites I peruse to try to get the truth and make sure I know what I'm talking about when I come on. And your site is right out there in the top five, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a little bit tough these days because one good thing with Twitter/X under Elon Musk is we have a lot more freedom to talk about subjects that, you know, powers that be didn't want us to talk about before. But I've noticed in the last few months so much unvetted stories on the conservative side even and about the – and people just believe what some of these influencer accounts say – without doing any type of, background check on their own. Just because, like, some big account says it doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, for reasons of what I do, obviously, and I'm sure you do the same thing to a degree, you know, I check it out three or four or five different places. A lot of times I'll actually go to the left-leaning sites to see how they're reporting it, you know, checking out their titles. If you really want an education, do that for a couple days in a row. And see how they spin it and how they look at it. And, you know, the truth is in there somewhere. But most of the time, like I said, between your site and a few others, you get the full picture. And that helps
right.
a lot. So,
I mean, at least you can get the basic facts. Yeah, people can spin facts a million different ways,
oh, yeah.
and that's fine. But I just want people to have the underlying facts correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, so, hey, I gotta ask you, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to it. It's kind of off the topic we're going to talk about. But it was interesting to listen to some of the Fox people today who are not necessarily Donald Trump fans talk about what a farce even the first day of the trial was. And I don't know if you caught any of that.
Just in the background, because I was actually in charge at the desk at Red State today. It's not normally my job, but I was the one doing all the copy editing in addition to trying to do my normal investigative stuff, so I just kind of had it on in the background in case, you know, the world blew up, I would be thirded, hopefully.
You'd have a clue, right?
Right.
Well,
there was a lot of that, and it's good to see that people are at least some people can see past their Trump derangement syndrome and realize that it doesn't matter who this is happening to, it's bad.
Yes. Yeah, what I loved about it was you could see the faces of some of the people. And it's just looking like, wait a minute, what? What was that? What was that just said? And again, you already know this, but I've been trying to tell people, look, this was these charges are state laws that actually, they ran out of time. What was it? I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, yeah, the statute of limitations.
There you go. So statute of limitations ran out on them. So what's he do? Bragg gets in there like a pretzel. He twists these things to try to tie them into a federal, federal law, right? Federal election law.
To a state law. Well, right. Yeah, but then he can't prosecute federal law because he's
Thank you. But he's a city DA, okay?
Right.
Has no business doing this. Do you think for a second the current Department of Justice would not go after Trump with flames and torches if they thought they could nail him on this in any way? This guy's a buffoon.
No, it's because they know they already lost a similar case with John Edwards back, a decade ago or more?
Yep.
And the feds already passed on that. And I do remember hearing that little bit in the background today when I was working, you know, someone on Fox saying, hey, the feds passed on this. And then these people came around and resurrected these charges.
Oh, love them or hate them, it just shows you what they're willing to do. They are so afraid of him to take him down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just
it kind of does tie in with what we were going to talk about, though.
Oh, hey. Well, let's jump on. You know, he's one of my favorites, too. Ted Lieu.
Oh, gosh.
this guy, when he played years ago, when he played that clip with Candace Owens, you know, trying to nail her, and she just looked at him. If her eyeballs were loaded, he'd be a dead man. And like, see, that's and she said the whole thing, and you could see him sinking in his chair. He really didn't expect somebody to hold his feet to the fire, because we as a group usually don't. But you broke a number of stories about this guy, so just take it and run with it.
Yeah, so I've been writing about him and his creative uses for his campaign funds since 2019. And so just like what I did with the RNC earlier this year, I went back to see, like, how's Ted Lieu spending his campaign dollars these days? And I also had about 200 pages from L.A. County Board of Elections with his wife's campaign finance records, because she is a school board member in Torrance. And I know you and I have spoken about how much more people spend on school board these days than they have in the past. But in 2018, it was probably still somewhat normal what people would spend. And so she came in with almost $100,000.
Sweet Jesus.
$60,000 of it loaned, and I'm using air quotes, from Ted and Betty to the campaign, because you know as well as I do, just because you reported on that form doesn't mean that the money actually left their bank account and went into the campaign bank account.
That's right.
And I'm not sure how much time we have in this segment, so I don't know how much you want me to...
You got about two more minutes in the segment, and then...
And then we'll continue with it on the other side. So I'll give I'll give a brief thing. So basically what I found was that in 2023, all of the money that was donated to Betty's campaign was either from Ted Lieu or from this PAC that he was friends with, the guy that ran it. And that money went to pay back the last of what was owed on the $60,000 in loans. So in other words, he took money from his donors, moved it to his wife's campaign account, and then paid himself with it.
Oh, all right. Hang tight, because I don't want to miss any of this. We'll hit this when we come back on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more to come up with Jennifer Van Laar at Red State.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Trump had this to say leaving the courthouse.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for.
The first witness, David Pecker, was called by the prosecution, but the trial halted due to the Passover holiday. The Senate is expected to pass a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this week. Senate leaders are aiming for swift passage of the legislation, which was approved by the House on Saturday. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a significant gun rights case involving ghost guns, which are kits that can be purchased without background checks. The key question is whether the ATF has the authority to change gun regulations, or if this power lies solely with Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, Xing, whatever the heck it's called. I don't really care. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's the deputy managing editor at redstate.com. Great place to go get current news, current stories. And Jennifer, again, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so we're talking about Ted Lieu. I mean, how does he keep getting reelected? That's really the question of the hour, isn't it?
I mean, I'm going to offend some people when I say this, but I offend people daily, so it's okay. We put up crappy candidates against him.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
he won't get an argument for me. Crappy grifter candidates. Because everyone wants to run against Ted Lieu, right? But that doesn't mean everyone should run against Ted Lieu. And we haven't done a good job of developing any kind of candidate or recruiting a candidate that has a base in his area. I was telling people at a messaging workshop yesterday about, sorry, as a little quick side note, there's a city, La Mesa, in San Diego County, super progressive. And when our Secretary of State Shirley Weber, when she became Secretary of State, then her daughter took the assembly seat she was in. The daughter was a city council person in La Mesa, so they had to have a special election to fill that seat. Can you believe that in this fully progressive, Democrat-controlled town, they elected a Trump voter, a very out and open and proud Trumper, to the city council? It's because this woman was a realtor who'd been in the city for years, decades, and stuff like, I'm going to say Rotary, but I'm not sure it was Rotary, but community organizations,
sure.
Been with PTA, been fully involved, of course, had her face all over things the way that realtors do, so she already had a lot of name recognition, even if people didn't know her. And so they thought of her as, oh, this is this woman that's really involved in our community. And she talked about the toll roads, and she talked about transportation. She didn't talk about all of the other issues, and she got elected. And then the progressives were like, what? What happened? And I say all that to say it's not, no seat is too Dem to have a Republican elected, and no seat is too Republican to have a Democrat elected. If you have someone who's part of the community and people know as a person, and they want to elect that person.
Oh, you hit a home run.
We haven't done that with Ted Lieu.
Yeah, you hit a home run with that. You know me. I'm not the most liked person in my community, but to your point, they know me. They know what I do. They know what I'm involved with, and I have to get votes from both sides of the aisle, or I can't win. So you're exactly right. We don't put up good candidates. This guy can't be that hard to beat. And let's get back to his wife and all the money she raised. Go ahead.
One last comment on the election thing. You know, people don't have to say they voted for you, Joe, right? They just have to vote for you. So there's probably a lot of them that just don't exist. But anyway, so Ted and Betty Lou, first, before she was elected, he would do things, use his campaign money to make civic contributions. And then magically, he and his wife would get honored as these, people of the year or whatever. So, but then he's more openly been using his funds to help in his own family. So here's a little quick background is on FEC, which is the federal elections campaign. So if it's a congressional race or Senate or president, you can donate money from that to a charitable use or even to other candidates. But the caveat is you're not supposed to donate to anything where you get a personal benefit, and it's not supposed to end up paying for any of your personal expenses. That's the caveat. So his kids are part of this Torbots robotics team that's won a lot of awards around the country, and he gave $15,000 over a few years to the Torrance Education Foundation, which runs Torbots, that his kids were in at the time. And, you know, if you have kids going to competitions out of town and that kind of thing, it's going to cost the parents money, or like they tell you pay into whatever, you know, organization that's going to be the one that collects everyone's money and sends it to the competition. So, yeah, I don't know for sure because we'd have to get the records, but it would seem that those contributions could have helped Ted's kids attend these competitions so that the Lou's wouldn't have to spend their own money.
No, right? Ted Lieu would. He's such an upright, upstanding man. I would do something like that.
And even if he didn't, the kids are getting the benefit from that robotics team. His oldest son became allegedly vice president of product development for this composite manufacturing company, a carbon fiber manufacturing company for like auto parts and that kind of thing. Well, he was still in high school. So that's obviously a benefit and something that a lot of kids in other areas in Ted's district don't have. He's helping with it.
No. It's amazing because people don't look like you're looking at his forms. I look at forms. We all kind of, when you're in this world, you look at it. Most people couldn't make them out. You have to admit, they would know, you know, what it meant, what it didn't mean. And I think part of it is what you just said is coming back to kind of what does it cost to run a school board race? What does it cost to run a local city council race kind of thing? And it might give you a clue as to where the money's coming, you know, from.
Right. You know. Right. I'm not sure how we're doing on time, but
you have about another 3 minutes.
Okay, so this will help put in perspective for everyone. So there was, between 2018 and the end of 2023, Betty Lou got about $140,000 in monetary contributions to her school board campaign. Out of all that money, 33% is from the campaign accounts of Ted Lieu and a handful of California politicians. And another 27% of the contributions came from just 5 people or the corporations those people are aligned with. So we're going way over 50% coming from these connected people that would want favors, including $13,000 from former state treasurer John Chang's campaign accounts, $2,500 from Evan Lowe, who's running for Congress, $5,000 from the Asian American PAC, $3,500 from former California Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon. And then, like I said, a lot of this went to pay back the $60,000 loan that we don't know ever actually really happened. So it could have just been coming back that way. But also, you know, when you're asking people to donate for a campaign because it's in debt, if it's just your debt, like what you invested in your campaign, then you should tell them, hey, you know, we put some money in and we want to get that money back. I think that makes a difference to people, whether they want to donate, whether it's a vendor they think is going to get stiffed or it's just the person who ended up winning the seat. You know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I love this because, first of all the candidates who ran for office in that area raised some is, what'd you say, raised about $1,500?
$1,500, yeah.
And they made it on the board.
Yep. And this isn't even counting the money she got from the California Teachers Union and from one of the labor unions, I forget which one, La Una, I think it is. So she also had union money on top of that.
Wow. And Betty still has some, he writes, is this Ted Lieu? Betty still has some debt from her first. How in God's sweet Jesus creation can you raise that kind of money and still have debt?
Right. What was she spending it on? But the funny thing is she has the same attorney, the same treasurer, the same vendors that Ted does. So Ted has a couple of different accounts. So how is it that out of all of this money that these people are getting from Ted's past and that, like, that she would still have to even pay them anything? You know what I mean?
My God.
He sent that out to his donors. Yeah. So I think there's definitely, it needs to be looked into whether it's money laundering. And then you still have the $50,000 of campaign money that he sent to Stanford while his oldest son was in high school. And now his son is a student there. I mean, donate all you want to your alma mater or to the Torrance Education Foundation or whatever from your personal checking account. But donor money does not go to those things.
Wow. Just amazing. And you know, here in California, we have the FPPC, with the Fair Practices Political, right?
Fair Political Practices.
Yeah, so if you ask them to look into this, they would probably go, oh, sure, we'll get right on that. Nothing, you know as well as I do, nothing would come out of it because we have found nothing wrong here. Yeah.
Look away.
Yeah, and I leave one time off an ad, an FPPC ad, my number, and they want to nail me to the cross. So this is always so much fun. All right, listen, we got more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Jennifer Van Laar will still be with me when we return.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's a dozen other stations, or actually thousands of other stations you could be watching or listening to and be part of, but you've chosen us and you've chosen to listen to my show, and I appreciate that a lot more. Then you know. But let me bring her on with me. I'm having a good time with her. Jennifer Van Laar joins us. She's the deputy managing editor for redstate.com. Check it out. Check out the stories, redstate.com. And Jennifer, again, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. Love the stories.
Thank you. And I've got something else, if we another L.A. County thing, if you're game.
Oh, please. I mean... any of the, you know, people don't believe when I start telling them about some of the things that are going on up in Sacramento and other places in and around California. I get emails that are like, prove it to me. I go, oh, come on, just Google it. You're going to get a whole
right.
Crazy stuff these nut jobs are doing.
Well, L.A. County, I don't know, you'll probably remember this as I start saying a little bit about the case. So back a couple of years ago, right before the 2022 election, before the general election, George Gascon arrested this guy, Eugene Yu, from Connect, K-O-N-N-E-C-H. It's an election, like a poll watcher management or poll worker software system. And he's Chinese. And the allegation was that the data about the poll workers, all of L.A. County poll workers, that these workers in China had the super administrator key to be able to go in the back end. They couldn't do anything with ballots because they Connect doesn't do voting systems. They just did the poll worker stuff. Mm-hmm. And federal law is that you have to keep all this stuff within the U.S. So Gascon, they had a grand jury indicted this guy. They did search warrants. They took all of his stuff. Gascon pounded his chest at a press conference how they got this guy. And you can't, you know, take this. We take our election worker data seriously, blah, blah, blah. Well, a few days later, he realizes that this could actually help Donald Trump and what the Republicans are saying about the security of our elections and data going to China and other countries. So he removes the prosecutor on the case. Puts in another prosecutor, even though like six levels of prosecutors had signed off on all of this before. They were all too dumb to realize that it would help Trump, I guess. And then they dismissed the charges and said, oh, well, we're dismissing it without prejudice. We can, you know, after we do our research, we'll be back. Well, then they put the first prosecutor on administrative leave, saying that he didn't follow their policies and procedures. You're just throwing him under the bus. Then at the end of last year, L.A. County paid a $5 million settlement to this guy because he had sued for wrongful prosecution. They didn't even try to defend by saying that, oh, we have immunity or anything like that. Paid out $5 million and gave this guy a declaration of innocence.
Oh, wow.
So now what's happening is that prosecutor was brought back. They said that there was going to be no discipline against him, but they put him in the welfare fraud investigation office instead of public integrity division, which is a much more prestigious assignment. So he's filed a retaliation claim against Gascon and the DA's office. And, you know, when I've been looking into what happened with that settlement, I can't find anywhere where the County Claims Board, which is supposed to approve anything or do a recommendation for a settlement over $20,000 or $100,000, depending on what type of case it is. This was never presented to the County Claims Board. About 45 days after the suit was filed, it just all of a sudden showed up in front of the Board of Supervisors with a letter from the County Council recommending settlement. And then they all five voted for it. So how did this happen? I'm still looking into the rest. I mean, there's a lot of meat on what I just said there, but there is going to be more because it doesn't add up.
Yeah, Jennifer, I got to tell you, I tell people this and they kind of laugh at me, giggle at me. It's kind of, look, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the 70s in the north end of Boston. The mafia had a heavy presence.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, the days of Whitey Bulger. And,
right.
You know, you very rarely saw a Boston police car around because the mafia took care of their own. They didn't want trouble in the streets. They didn't, you know, want anything. But you saw what was happening and what was playing out and how things got squelched. So I always get a kick out of when you come here and you're in California, they go, well, how does this stuff happen? And how did, really?
I mean, look where Whitey Bulger went.
Yeah.
Santa Monica.
I know, right?
Maybe he took it all with him.
A place on the beach with all kind of mafia bucks. I mean, it was great. He had himself a great time.
Right.
But, again, just amazing. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. But, you know, I'm glad you look at now that integrity division used to be, truly be, an elected official's integrity division. Not anymore. I haven't seen them move on anything. Again, unless you're a Republican, in which case they'll nail you to the wall. But I haven't really seen them move on anything, even when you hand, for all intents and purposes, you hand the case to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's taken the feds to come in and do anything. You know, people like Mark Ridley Thomas, Jose Huizar. You know, that's what it's going to take in this case. There's a whole thing. I can't say anything more, but a whole scam that I think I've uncovered that I'm working on.
Well, listen, I know if you're digging on it, it's not gonna not gonna go away, and I'm glad to hear you pounding away at it. No, seriously. Well, again, like I said, I went through a bunch of things that were going on up in Sacramento and talking to some of the electeds up there, and man, you know some of them. They know that what they're passing, they know what they're pushing through is unconstitutional. I want people to think about this. They know what they're doing is illegal. They bank on the fact that nobody will either have the money or the wherewithal or want to fight through and take this all the way to the Supreme Court to back it up, because it's not cheap to go to the Supreme Court.
And no, not at all. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So it's amazing. All right, now I gotta have, before we go here, I want to have a little fun with you. So you're not as old as I am, so I'm not going to expect you to know all these. But the first Earth Day was in 1970, right? Do you remember any of the predictions? Yeah, I like that. Thank you very much. I am just amazed. This is only 18 here, but there were more than that predictions that they made that didn't come through. We were supposed 2/3 of the population should have been gone from starvation. We wouldn't be able to feed them. We wouldn't be able to grow much because of the heat. Well, first it was freezing, and then it was
right,
global warming.
Then it was cool. Yeah, global cooling, global warming.
So then the ice caps were going to melt to the point where Manhattan was going to be underwater, right? Remember all these?
Right. Yeah, and parts of California should have been underwater, too, especially around Marina del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Long Beach, that probably should have all been underwater.
And one of these people from one of the colleges said that, I'll get his name in a second, but we were going to have to wear gas masks just to walk around the streets. And now,
not for that.
And San Francisco, people get the picture, right?
If you have a Boston Terrier, you might have to wear one, because my dog, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to eat after this. Be nice. So you see all this stuff, and I joke around and I say, they still vote for these people. They still vote for the people pushing this, right? If these people were your stockbrokers, if you didn't get rid of them shortly after they made all these bad predictions, then shame on you. Al Gore getting rich off of not one of these things happening. It's just amazing to me. I mean,
and he's still flying around in his jet.
Yes, one of the worst jets for pollution on the market too. I'm sorry. I find all this is. Oh, by the way, we were supposed to be totally out of oil by the year 2000. Not a drop left on the planet.
We have still so much left. Crazy. So much in Ventura County that we can't drill.
It's just amazing to me. They let these people get away with it. I just, the ignorant electorate is shining over the last decade or so. At least that's in my mind. All right. How do people get your stories? How do they find you? How do they get to read your stuff?
RedState.com and at Jen Van Laar on Twitter/X. That's really the only social media site I go to these days.
Yeah, you got to follow her on Twitter because that's hilarious. Some of the fights, some of the arguments, some of the pokebacks are just hilarious. I sit here rolling around in my chair sometimes when you get in a fight with people that have absolutely no ammunition to fight with. It's always
fun to watch. It's just nice. I don't fight.
It's always fun to watch. Anyway,
thank you.
Jennifer, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks.
Yep. Jennifer Van Laar from Red State. Keeps your finger on the pulse of what's happening here in California, but not just California, across the country. And I appreciate her time, just like Kimberly Moran. I bring you people that have a clue, that have done the work, that know what's going on. So, anyway, there you go. Hey, next hour, got a lot coming up in the next hour, too. I still want to harp on these doomsday predictions from 50 years ago. And some of you people that are trolling my show, listening, you still buy into this. Now, if you buy into this, and you're looking to buy into more, I got stuff to work with. Really, I got some swampland in Florida I need to offload. You don't have to look at it. I'll send you pictures. We're all good. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Joe Mancini's show. Be back in a few minutes.
Right now.